from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Probably 10 Penguins games that they won that they should have lost. So if the Pirates barely make the playoffs, Chris Muller can pen for the Beaver County Times, here are 10 games that the Pirates won to get them into the playoffs. And you can put the Friday night game that you were at
10
at
times
the top
the Pirates,
of that list.
10 times the Pirates overcame an Andrew Filippone tweet to win when they shouldn't have.
Yes. Go ahead.
If they miss the playoffs, actually, if they miss the playoffs, that's the column. 10 tweets Andrew Filippone said that directly cost the Pirates games. Paul Skeens is throwing a perfect game tonight. He'll be number one.
See, I thought that I gave him I didn't talk to him after the game because I didn't want to. You never know. I don't know.
Because he filed
well
a restraining
yet.
Order against you?
No.
Well, that'll come soon enough. Actually, no. Probably won't. I was going to say something else mean about somebody in this building, but I won't do that. That involved the phrase restraining order.
Oh, who the hell could that be?
If you think hard enough about it, I think you'll get it. I'll tell you during the break.
So you're saying that, just to make sure I hear both of you guys right, any kind of disappointment, sadness, anger people had over last night completely washed away by what happened
today?
It is,
because 2-3 is still 2-3, man, for me. Like, I get it. I get, like, the point of view that says, man, you really want to win that game last night because it feels like letting one get away anytime he's on the mound. I get that.
I don't think enough people understand.
But coming back and winning this game makes it so, so, so much easier to tolerate.
And you're still a game behind them. You'd be tied, and you would have the...
You're not just chasing them, though. You're chasing other teams, too. You got to pile up wins. That's why winning 4 of these 6 games is way more significant to me.
I don't think that people get, though, that... Baseball changed, and there will not, if they're tied at the end of the year, there will not be a Paul Skeens versus Sonny Gray one-game playoff to get in. It goes by head-to-head record. And so you could, right now, it's conceivable that the Pirates and Cardinals will be tied at the end of the year, and these games will mean that much more. And yes, I was there last night, damn it.
That's the main reason you're saying this, but that's fine.
412-928-9370. Let's talk Pirates baseball with you after a win, starting with Joe in Leechburg. Hello, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Joe, are you over last night's game now that the Pirates shut out the Cardinals today?
Well, I'm surprised, because I have to say, like, I expected them to win last night, and then when they lost, I was thinking, looking at the pitcher today, and I'm like, well, I guess we're going to lose this series. So I guess, yeah, it kind of made me get over last night's loss a little bit.
Don't you think good teams find a way to get over that stuff and win the next game, Joe? Because I do. I firmly believe that a team that's locked in finds ways to win, whether it's the pitcher like Perez did today going out and throwing a really good game, or them just getting back
on
the
horse. It was a Wally Pipp situation. Reynolds came down with an injury, and he stepped in, and he hit a big home run.
I mean, I love the Pirates. I don't know how great of a team they are right now. I mean, How many guys did they leave on base last night? They absolutely should have won that game.
I thought coming out of that series, it was blatantly obvious that the better team over three games was clearly the Pirates. I thought they looked better than St. Louis in almost every way.
But you could say that for the entire season. But the issue with St. Louis, as it's often been, is that they find ways to win just enough games when they might have a talent deficit or gap with the Pirates, where they still ultimately finish ahead of them in the standings or in a playoff series like 2013.
Classic St. Louis behavior. Well, they had really good players on that team. Classic St. Louis behavior in this series would have been to somehow eke out a win against Skeens. You're the first team to actually give him a loss on the season in his career. And then come in here today with some, who was the guy's name? Liberatore or something like that? Some bum.
Liberator.
Have him go and throw
like
somehow.
Lipitor.
The classic Cardinals ending today would have been he actually throws six shutouts.
I agree with that.
They touch up Martin Perez.
I agree with that.
We are sitting here fuming.
They did flip
on
the script.
Air.
You're right. So we're not fuming. We do feel, you guys feel,
feel
really
a little
good.
I feel a little bit ebullient
about
this.
But if they had swept the Cardinals,
yes,
which
I'd
they
be,
should have.
I would be running around the station with my.
You go.
I'd be doing that Petey Pablo. I'd have my shirt in a helicopter motion.
They could have very easily had a 5-1 homestand against the Phillies and Cardinals.
Can you do that noise again? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Speedy Gonzalez. Yes, they could have, but I'm not going to sit here and dwell on the fact that it's merely 4-2.
Well, I didn't have a chance. I didn't do the morning show. So I did not have a chance to let out or vent any kind of frustrations about what happened in last night's game. This is my first chance to do that.
If you had watched the game at home like you normally otherwise would have and did not go.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you feel the same way?
I don't know. That's a good question.
You got caught up in the moment there, I think.
Wouldn't you? There's 30,000 plus. He runs out of the dugout. They go nuts.
MVP.
Zangrilli's eating Little Debbie oatmeal raisin cookies next to me. And I'm.
Who is he, Nick Saban?
No, not the...
Not the oatmeal pies?
Yeah, just straight-up oatmeal raisin cookies.
I didn't know Little Debbie was in the oatmeal raisin cookie business. I thought she only made the fudge rounds, the oatmeal pies, and whatever else she has in her little empire. Little Debbie getting pretty big as far as a as brand reach.
You know who hates oatmeal raisin cookies? Donald.
Really?
Aren't you anti... Haven't we had that conversation? You think they're absolute trash?
No.
I could have
you like them.
I could have swore my mom had, my mom has made oatmeal raisin cookies that I've brought
in.
I
thought I tried to like sing the praises of oatmeal raisin cookies and got completely no-sold by you on them.
I mean, I wouldn't call them trash. Like, I'll still have them.
I love oatmeal raisin cookies.
They're certainly not on my metal stand.
Oh, they're a strong number two.
Are they a top 10 cookie for you?
Probably.
Would you rather eat an Oreo or an oatmeal raisin cookie?
Oatmeal raisin, come on, Don.
Regular or double stuffed Oreo?
Oh, here we go.
Put both up there.
Well, double stuffed Oreos are fantastic.
Metal stand of cookies, bronze medal, snickerdoodles, silver medal, oatmeal raisin, gold medal, your old school milk chocolate chip.
I'd rather have Bruce Lee karate kick me in the nuts.
I'd say we could
than
arrange
eat a
snickerdoodle,
this, but he's dead. Snickerdoodle. I have no interest in it.
Why?
I just think they're gross.
I think you're gross.
I think you're stupid.
I think you're stupider.
I think you're a butthead.
I think you're a Beavis.
Here's Ron in Pittsburgh. Hello, Ron.
Hello, how you doing? I'm not happy with either of the games. I think they had some base running errors today that when Telez was on first and we had Hayes
Ron,
on
they
third,
scored five runs today and the Cardinals scored zero runs today.
And you're not happy with today's game? You win 5-0 against a hated rival?
I'm happy that we won, but I'm not happy with the decisions they were making as far as running bases.
Are you a baseball coach or were you a baseball coach at any point?
I wasn't, but I don't care. They could have scored more today if they wanted to. Especially yesterday, why didn't they walk the guys and set themselves up for a double play?
I agree 100% with that. I'm with you on that. One of the answers I asked about that last night, why they didn't walk Burleson in the ninth inning.
Yes.
This is not, like, I'm not going to say that this is, like, the Pirates' response because I wanted to ask Shelton about it, but I was late showing up to the press conference after the game.
Why were you late?
Because I was making small talk with Bob Walk afterwards. I just got sucked into a Bob Walk conversation.
That's a good reason.
One of the things I heard was that, this is insane, maybe they didn't want to give Skeens the impression that he couldn't execute a pitch and get a guy out, that he needed to walk someone
Wouldn't a guy as cerebral as Paul Skeens, though, I'm sure he's hyper-confident.
That was one of the theories that I got on why they didn't walk Burleson in the ninth inning, who's a fly ball hitter with a runner at third with one out, and Contreras, who's a double play candidate, was on deck. And by the way, Skeens is not just a strikeout guy. He's getting ground balls left and right lately.
I mean, he just made a bad pitch there.
Yeah. What are you making that noise for, Malzi?
Ron's call just floored me. They won.
Yeah, you're getting on my case for saying, I wanted last night's game to sweep the Cardinals,
and
this guy calls
case.
In and says he's pissed
hated,
off that
I'm
they won 5-0
games.
Today.
Oh, yeah, it's nice that they won, but they... I wonder if a guy like that enjoys any... Would he enjoy a win where he just felt like they played fundamentally good baseball, or would he enjoy a loss where he felt like they were fundamentally good?
I mean, if you feel like you have a good team and they win and they don't deserve it, we do this with Steelers games. There are absolutely times you come in here and we're like, oh my God, they won the game, but they didn't
deserve
it.
I very famously did that when we had to do a show. Both of us hung over in the playoffs, and I said the Ravens lost it, the Steelers didn't win it. But this is baseball where there's 162 of these bleepers.
Also, they won 5-0 today, and their maybe 7th or 8th best starter shoved it right up the Cardinals' rear.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friend, so.
Shelton, was Rowdy in the original lineup, or was that for
Brian? No, he was not in the original lineup, and I can tell you, whenever someone comes into a lineup that's not in the original lineup, when I'm on the opposing side, it gives me a ton of anxiety, because usually that person does something good. So he did a lot of good today.
Why is that the case? Because that does seem to be a common
thing. I don't know. It's one of those maybe Murphy's Law. I don't know what Murphy's Law is, but it's one of those Murphy's Laws things that, you know, sometimes it happens. But I know, like, when people switch lineup, I'm always like, oh, man, the guy that comes in, you think something good's going to happen. And Rowdy had a good game today. I mean, left on left, the first base hit, and then the home run that, I don't know if I've ever seen a home run that looks like it's going to be right over the foul pole, land 40 feet fair. So, but overall, good game for Rowdy.
I've asked this question on Twitter several times. I don't think I've asked either one of you guys. If Rowdy Tellez's agent came to the Pirates after today's game and said, you know what, I'm liking this Pittsburgh thing. This town embraces fat athletes. They hated my guts. Now they sing my praises. They ask for curtains calls. I'll come back for the same exact contract next year. 1 year, $3.5 million. Ben Cherington, do you make that deal right now with Big Rowdy? Don?
I actually would, because I don't know what their answer is right now at first base. The only thoughts are maybe Andy Rodriguez plays some first base next season. Maybe it's another experimental position with Henry Davis.
Oh, good Lord.
Like they've neglected first base forever. Even the teams from a decade ago that were in the playoffs, they would neglect that position. Like, they just don't see it as super important. And even though the guy was awful the first 2 months of the season, he has absolutely been their best free agent street signing in 24. No questions asked.
I am very torn on this. I was trying to go back and look through at his like splits the last couple of years to see, okay, like, so his 30 plus home run year, pretty much every year, every month, he was a pretty consistent offensive player. He drew enough walks to offset a bad batting average at times, and he hit the ball over the fence.
Uh-huh.
Last year, he had all of his good stuff pretty much happen in the first 2 months of the year, and then he absolutely cratered, with a very slight exception for a small sample size in, I think, August. For $3.5 million, I probably would do it, because he's going to end this season, if I had to make a bet, he is going to end this season with an OPS plus, 100s league average, below it is bad, above it's good. I think he's going to manage to get himself to about that 100 to 105 range. I think he's going to have an OPS over 700. I think he's probably going to end up close to 15 home runs, Pony. And he's probably going to hit 13 or 14 within a truly wretched start to his season. I think I would do that for that price, because it's not much money.
Oh, now you're concerned about the money over there and what we're paying guys?
Well, do you think that they would pay a guy $17 million to play first base? Rhys Hoskins?
Do I think they would?
Would they pay a player what Rhys Hoskins is making this year to play first base?
So, I don't want my answer to be no there, because
I'm not asking you what you want your answer to be.
But I want to make sure I point that out before I answer your question. Because the reason why I want to say no to Rowdy Tellez is because I don't want a guy, if you don't start the season on an arbitrary date and still look at the whole thing in its totality, I give the guy like a C, maybe a C plus season now. Where are the Pirates going to get better from this year, where they have one of the worst offenses in the league, to next year?
You get better
at a position like that. The Christian Walker in Arizona is going to be a free agent. He's got an OPS over 800. He's making $11 million. He'll probably want what you just said, between 17 and 20. I want to believe that they can bring a guy like that in. I do. I would not lock up or guarantee. I would not fill that position right now, is what I'm saying.
Christian Walker would give you the added bonus of the guy's also a gold glover over there, two times in a row. Who's hit?
Yeah, and like,
who's, you know, hit actually?
You know what most people?
Dude's hit about 100 home runs.
Most people hearing me say that would be like, why even? No, you have to sign Tellez, because the thought of the Pirates making a significant splash in free agency is slim to none. And guess what? I don't have really much of a comeback or rebuttal to that opinion. That's what makes this, that's why I've continued to post this Tellez question over and over again, because it is a tough call. Given, if you bake into your answer, I know the Pirates' free agent history and the quote-unquote financial reality of Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
when you take those factors into
the answers become borderline depressing.
You say, yes, I'll re-sign a guy who has an OPS under 700 for $3.5 million. Thank you very much.
I just think most people right now feel like you'd be signing a guy who's got more like an 850 OPS, because that's the player he's looked like. By the way, how does Shelton not know what Murphy's Law is? Murphy's Law is what usually happens to the Pirates when they play the Cardinals.
Good point.
The Cardinals would be the team putting in a late addition or having a late scratch for their starting pitcher, throwing in a random, their long man, and having the guy go seven no-hit innings. That's Murphy's Law for the Pirates.
Here's Kelly in Scott Township. Hello, Kelly.
Hey, first-time caller, long-time listener.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelly. We appreciate it. What do you got for us?
So last night, game-time decision to take my 11-year-old daughter, who's never really been invested in the game, I take her to the game, and she's absolutely starstruck of the fans, 32,000 people, and scenes coming out. By the end of the game, she knew every player and was so invested. And it's so difficult to explain to her why they lost and how they lost. And to listen to that clip of the guys that run this organization act like complete buffoons, this explains everything as to why I'm frustrated explaining this to my 11-year-old daughter, how difficult that is. You're so let down.
Now, did she watch the game today and say, hey, Dad, this is awesome. They came right back and won 5-0?
I haven't explained that to her yet. That's just going to confuse her even more.
Thank you, Kelly. Keep listening and call back again sometime. Sean is on the fan. Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks
hey,
for taking my call.
Sean.
Hello,
good to talk to you.
Sean.
Yeah, just leaving the game. I got to say, like, I disagree a lot with the last caller. I love that his daughter got into it, but the fact is that when you get in the playoff, it's 3 games. So
yes.
We won the series.
Yes, they did.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry that the bats didn't show up for Skeens, but that doesn't mean really anything. The bats showed up tonight.
If you had asked
tonight, and if you follow baseball, I think you understand pretty well that the bats aren't there. Look, we beat the Dodgers 2 out of 3. That's probably the greatest lineup you're going to see maybe in this century.
Well, great top of the lineup. I don't disagree with that.
Chris Taylor was hitting like 105.
Sean, so just to make sure I hear you, like this is a law for you or a rule that you never break. If the Pirates were playing a bad team and blew a 7-0 lead and lost 8-7 and came back to win the next day and therefore took 2 of 3, you would still always feel good about it no matter what?
Well, let me just question this. If we won 2 out of 3 for the rest of the year, do we make the playoffs?
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think they're going to take 2 out of 3 in every series for the rest of the year?
Let me ask you a question. Did we just win this series with Martin Perez throwing what he did today?
Yes.
So
let me ask you this question. Do you think the Pirates are going to make the playoffs right now? Gun to your head?
Gun to my head. Do I think yes.
Let me ask you this question. What's the capital of Vermont?
Mount Pilar or something like that?
Don't help him. It's his question.
Oh, you didn't clarify who it was for.
Oh, yeah. I was asking you the capital of Vermont, Montpelier.
That's what I thought.
So, and I don't think you would pick them to make the playoffs right now either.
I wouldn't, but.
So, right. So these
with
games.
With every two of three, it
I
gets
know,
stronger.
But these games that they have there that are ripe for the picking that they lose. Whether it's, you know, you take the other 2 games in the series or not, the games that were there for you to win that you squander when you're, like, I think for us, even though they're a game and a half out or a game out, we're still trying to see them make up games to make us think that they are a playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Last night would have gone a long way for that with me. Now, let me put it this way. I expected them to take 2 out of 3, and I did not have them as a playoff team. They sweep the Cardinals. That's one more game that I would have to add to their season win total, right? Because when you're doing the math for the Pirates and how many games are going to win, you would have looked at the Cardinals and said 2 or 3, not 3. So the tally goes up by 1.
The tally staying as it was, though, is not a devastating thing. What percentage of Pirates fans, I'm not going to tell you how the wins get split.
74.6%.
What percentage of Pirates fans would have, if you had told them before on like the, Friday at 2 p.m., you had said Pirates are going to go 4-2 in these next 6. What percentage of the fan base says good enough for me?
Most. If I told you after Keller won the game Monday night, will you sign up for a split of the next 2 games against the Cardinals? Are you telling me you would have taken it?
Yep.
See, I would not have.
Because I wouldn't have known what Martin Perez was going to give me.
But I would have looked at Tuesday night as a lock.
I come out of this feeling way better because they happened to win the last game. In fact, if Skeens had won that game like 1-0 and then they got beat 5-0 by the Cardinals today, I would have felt a little deflated.
Well, that's because you would have had another game of offensive ineptitude.
It was because I would have come out of the series with a loss ultimately. You come out riding a little bit high on the horse.
Ah, yes, but you have the day off tomorrow, which takes that away from you.
How do you know? Momentum can sustain. What if they have a great flight to Arizona? Just a terrific team-building flight.
Did go into the All-Star break, winners of 4 in a row, and they kept it up against the best team in baseball.
True.
who apparently are in shambles right now. The Phillies suddenly stumbling drunkenly out of the gate. That's what happens when you mess with these battling Bucks.
You know what? You guys have convinced me. I say make no moves, and this team can go all the way without anybody else. Let's just ride it out with Connor Joe, Michael A. Taylor.
When was that part of our argument?
No, I didn't hear it in the argument, but I'm starting to maybe...
Oh, feel that way.
Infer that from the comments you're making. That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and a great day for it with the Steelers showing up in Latrobe. Sponsored by Steel Mills Saloon in Mount Washington. Donald.
The Debrief, July 24, 2024. Staying on the 2 out of 3 theme, we now know the broadcast teams for the first 2 of 3 Steeler games this season. Fox hasn't yet announced, I don't think, I was looking for it. Fox has not yet announced who will do what game besides Brady and the A-crew doing that Browns-Cowboys game. But weeks 2 and 3, Steelers on CBS.
Oh, game. I already know who's doing that first game. They have not announced it, but I know who it is.
Is it Kenny Albert?
No, it's Joe Davis and
Greg Olson.
Ooh, yeah.
That's the okay. best. I think that's so their best crew.
Okay, so they got the B team.
Because I've heard that's going to be the number one 1 o'clock game on Fox for the early window, because obviously Brady and
the big team is always going to be at the late window.
Brady's going to
America's game
the Browns and Cowboys for Brady's broadcasting debut. But yeah, their next best announcing team is doing the 1 o'clock Steelers.
Joe
Falcons
Davis is
game.
Solid, and Olsen, I think, is going to be better than Brady, because I just do not believe Brady's
going to... I like Olsen a lot.
I don't believe Brady's going to walk in and be absolutely terrible by any stretch, but I don't believe Brady's going to walk in and be great. And I think Olsen walked in and was almost great right from the jump.
Yeah, because they want to do Kirk Cousins' first game in Atlanta, Russell Wilson's first game with the Steelers. The other 1 o'clock offerings that day are Titans-Bears.
Caleb Williams.
Panthers-Saints. And Vikings Giants, so that's why Steelers Falcons is getting
this
big bump.
Does Panthers Saints not just have like negative juice?
Yeah, that sounds like the Chris Myers special there, baby.
Oh man, Ballsy,
you nailed it. They have all the ticket prices for Week 1 games. Get in price for that game is the lowest. Oh. You can get in for $38
for an NFL season opener.
I know, man.
$38. That is.
Is that in it?
That's
New Orleans?
That's in New Orleans. That's a bad look
for
those Saints fans. I think they're just fed up with that whole Derek Carr.
They feel like they are going nowhere, that team. And then there's the Panthers, whose owner... The only interesting thing about that game is, will the owner be there and, like, spit on somebody again or throw a drink? Will the owner be wearing Mardi Gras beads?
Which opening game do you think has the most expensive ticket?
Can you run through them?
Sure. Thursday night, Ravens Chiefs started off in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Friday night, the Packers and Eagles. Other Sunday games, Cardinals Bills in Buffalo. Patriots Bengals in Cincy. Texans Colts in Indy. Jags Dolphins in Miami. Chargers Raiders in LA. Broncos Seahawks in Seattle. Commanders Bucks in Tampa. Rams Lions, the Sunday night game in Big D in Detroit. And then Monday night, Aaron Rodgers returns to Northern California with the Jets to play the 49ers.
I feel like you didn't mention the one that is the highest price. I think it's that Cowboys Brown or the Browns Cowboys game.
Yeah, we had already mentioned that game. That's why I didn't say it again.
I'm just gonna be different here.
I think it's that one.
I was gonna say that the game in Brazil, probably a lot of Brazilian reals that would cost you. One Brazilian real, only 18 US cents. So that's the exchange rate there not helping. The US dollar very much flexing its muscle here, Donnie. I'm gonna be different and say Rams Lions.
So Malzi's doing that thing where even his wrong guess is right. The Packers and Eagles tickets right now are $800 to get in. Yep. First NFL game in South America. And then number two is the Sunday nighter between the Lions and Rams.
$800. So in Brazilian real, it's 4,525 of those bad boys.
Who the hell's going to that game?
In Brazil? Presumably Brazilians.
You think they got a lot of people affording that?
What do you think the get-in price is for Steelers What do you think?
Sao Paulo's a huge city. What are you talking about?
I've never been there.
What do you think the get-in price is for Steelers Chargers in Week 3? Home opener.
$72.
Nah, it's triple digits. Not super high, though. I'll say like in the 140s.
133.
Man, I have no concept. I'll tell you what, it's devastating to me. The price of tickets has gone way up, just like wings for you,
pal.
Oh,
it has, Malty.
Here are the NFL Week 1 games that are more expensive than the Steelers' home opener. Ravens and Chiefs, $232.
Seems pretty obvious there.
The game in Atlanta is $175.
God, they're that juiced up to see Kirk Cousins.
Well, and then just Steelers fans down south and stuff, and an easy city to get to because it is a hub airport. We all know that about
Atlanta.
Have they
fixed all the airport airline problems?
No, they have not. Delta's still a disaster. Bears, $212 for Week 1 to see Caleb Williams debut.
You think intern Dom?
I was just going to say, how much is he responsible there? Has he just bought up $20,000 and he's
reselling? Bills Cardinals actually higher than the Steelers opener, $138. That's surprising.
In Arizona?
No, in Buffalo.
If it was in Arizona, I would be like dumbfounded by that.
Donnie's Browns and Cowboys game, $177. And then the Monday Nighter, $140 for the Niners and Jets, which actually seems low to me. Because we know those Silicon Valley people up there in Northern California got deep pockets. Plus, you've got York fans dying to see Aaron Rodgers play a game for the Jets.
How about the Steelers getting the CBSA crew for that home opener?
Really?
They got Nance, Romo, and Wolfson.
Nance did not make a trip to Pittsburgh all last year. I think that's the first time that ever happened. They didn't get the CBSA team one time, right? Am I right about that? In Pittsburgh.
I think you're correct.
And they didn't play a 425 home game last year on a Sunday.
That also sounds correct.
Do you prefer 425 to 1?
Yeah, I think 425 is like the ideal.
Makes your game feel very important.
Yeah. Do you guys like the fact...
You don't have to get up the tailgate too early.
Do you like the fact that there are so few 4 o'clock and 425 games, or do you wish it was more even?
I wish it was more even.
That's me too.
If I was commissioner, that would be one of my first moves. Even it up.
Like we have...
I hate when it's like 9 1 o'clock games and 2 4 o'clock games.
Isn't it partly though... I mean, it's time zones, man.
What do you mean?
I just think it's partly done as like a practical matter in terms of there are more teams playing in the 1 o'clock time zone than there are teams located in
well, I think it would be Pacific better for time. All time zones if you played more 4 o'clock games because then it's 1 o'clock out west. 10 a.m. you got churchgoers and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of L.A. churchgoers that are going to be rushing back home for that week 3
we've
game.
Got a lot of church lovers.
Oh, when my family was in town for Stella's birthday, we were going over one of our favorite topics. The quick mass on Sunday.
The late Father Bonadio at St. Teresa at 12:15 mass on a 1 o'clock start. You'd be out the door at 12:50 at the latest.
Man, that's risky. That time, I wouldn't be going to that mass.
So old, Catholic masses, you can have an option. Priests sometimes at any time of the year, like I think sometimes in Advent or whatever, they do it all the time. But they can sing the Eucharistic prayers and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
you got to speed her up.
Guy might as well have been like speed reading. Anyway, here's the creed. Yep, here we go. Master, up
we
down,
had,
boom boom.
We had a guy.
Thank you very much.
We had a guy at a place called the Newman Center, which was the little Catholic church on the college campus.
Okay,
we'd go. And
the thought of you going to church on a Sunday at Syracuse
No. This
is very jarring.
No, this is the college my mom taught at when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And we would go
Cheech and Chong University.
Yes. Snoop Dogg U. And he would go first reading, second reading, gospel. I swear he'd go right into let's get to the Eucharist business. I mean, there was
like, good stuff.
Here's
right
my
there.
Homily. Go Giants.
There was like nothing in between. It was right into let's get up here. Let's get body of Christ, blood of the whole business.
I mean, they start singing things out. I'm like, oh, man, here we go.
Guys,
they're really trying to
stretch this bad boy.
Work by the hour here.
ML Football, an account that for some reason blocks me, which I'm not sure why, but somebody sent me a screenshot. Report, new Eagles tackle Mekhi Becton threw up 10 times on the sideline today on the first day of camp.
I know where you're going here.
Quote tweet from @NickTheChad, bro watched Kenny Pickett for one day.
Oh, my God.
Here's where that's tough. We know how good of a practice player he
right.
is.
So, wait, do we know what the Steelers' fitness test is?
It's a number of gap, like basically up and down the entire field
dashes
in a certain time frame.
We want to talk about content. Let's figure out what it is. Grab Ben Tenuta, go to a local field, and let's try to do it.
Well, I'll actually do that one. I don't mind being the guinea pig for that one because I don't really feel comfortable sprinting all out, really.
But you are an endurance runner.
But that's more of an endurance. Like, can you run at a pretty brisk pace for a pretty long time?
What do you think,
I'll
Don?
I think
the three of us get intern Dom in
can
the
I,
mix.
You think Bert Lauten, Steelers PR ace, would tell us what the endurance test is specifically so we know how to mold this challenge?
I think we could definitely find out what it is.
Bert would tell us.
It's not like that's some sort of secret.
Well, you know how they are about everything, though. Every NFL team, we don't want you to know what our fitness test is.
Get
Callis
out there trying to do it?
I don't know if I want that.
I'd love to see that.
I don't know if I would.
Man.
What if
he is nimble. I mean, we've seen him move around for a bigger guy.
But I know, but it's an endurance test.
Yeah, it's a little bit different.
Man, what if T-Bird wanted to get... We got him out there, and here comes T-Bird with, like, track spikes, and oh, crap.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.